conflict with the Psak of Bez Nagodu, the Mishisagodi. So until he met with the lady Kulik, like the sack of bed number. Like the sack of bed number. So he said, so according to this verse, according to the before, the people can say that there was no Maimedah. That's what I said last time. So according to the Ritva, so we can say that in the Machlech between Bisham and Bisilo, it wasn't the Maimedechot. But that doesn't mean that the Ritva has to say that it wasn't the Maimedechot. The Ritva can say it was the Maimedechot, the Machlech between Bisham and Bisilo, and it was Shalom the Maimedechot. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. In other words, whereas the Ritva holds, the Ritva, whereas Kesef says that according to Rishwakish and Ra, so it had the din of a Bezni if it was the Maimedechot. So the Ritva Shita is that it does not have a din of Bezni. It does not have a din of Bezni. So Mimele, it could have been Shaloi the Maimedechot, and it could have been even the Maimedechot, because it doesn't make any difference. When does it have a din of Bezni? Only when there is a requirement of Bezni. Then it has a din of Bezni, the Maimedechot. But when there is no requirement of Bezni, so even the Maimedechot, it doesn't have a din of Bezni. It has a din of Rav Poskin. But the question is, now, if it has a din of Rav Poskin, so, and by Rav Poskin, so we have the aloche of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. We have the aloche of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. So, why were also Bishamai to the prayer? So we have to say that in one thing, on the contrary, in other words, that it was the Maimedechot. The stagger it is that it was the Maimedechot. That Machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel, we see from the Ramban assuming that it was the Maimedechot, because the Ramban is the kashe, the sphere between the Gemara here of Osu, Biosu, Bisham and Kidivrayim. And why is it that the President Hukenes and Machlekes and the Chachomim was not allowed to act out his own shite? Now over there it was certainly the Maimedechot, because the Gemara tells us, that there was a discussion between him and all the Chachomim, so he was Maimedechot. So why doesn't the Ramban say that the business to I here it was also the also, because here it wasn't the Maimedechot. So obviously the Ramban assumed that here too it was the Maimedechot. So the Ritva can also agree that it was the Maimedechot. But the Ritva Shita is that it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Maimedechot or Shaloi b'Maimedechot, inasmuch as there is no requirement of a minyan, so even b'Maimedechot it has the same thing like Shaloi b'Maimedechot. Now, so if the Ritva Shita is that even b'Maimedechot it has the same thing like Shaloi b'Maimedechot, so why does the Ritva say that even according to Rishwakish and Rav that loy also b'shamay k'divrayim? So it means loy also b'shamay k'divrayim, only. But lechumre it's loy also b'shamay. So it's also b'shamay k'divrayim. So it's only loy also b'shamay k'divrayim lechumre. But lechumre it's also b'shamay k'divrayim. Even according to Rishwakish and Rav. So we have to say that even the Ritva will agree that in Isa v'Heter, when it is the Maimedechot, and when the Rav Poskin hear the svaros of the Mute Poskin, and they reject it, and they tell the Mute Poskin exactly why they reject the svaros of the Mute Poskin, so then that negates the Birur of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. There is a loche, there is a Birur of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. In other words, a Dayan is a Mivareya. If he has his own judgment, the Dayan has his own judgment, so his psak is a Mivareya. Is a Mivareya, even as against the Das of Rav Poskin. Das of Rav Poskin. So in other words, so if somebody asks a Shaila of the Dayan, and the Dayan passes in a certain way, so Mimele, it is a bill. So, but if the Das of the Dayan, is in conflict with the Shita of Rav Poskin, and it was the Maimedechot, so there is no Biru of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. There is a Biru of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis, but if the Das HaDayon is in conflict, is contrary to the Das of Poskin, and it was the Maimedechot, the Dayon mentioned before the Rav Chachamim, and they rejected it, so then that negates the Biru of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. It negates the people of Eli Dayon Elomashein of Reis. But at the same time, there is no people of Rav Poskin vis-a-vis Dayan who has his own judgment. Even if it was the Maimedechot. That's the Shita of the Maimedechot. In other words, Maimedechot is only effective. Manidechot is effective too, according to the Ritva, in Isavieta, where there is no requirement of a minyan. So then there is no aloche of miutchim amalase. That's true even according to Tesis. But according to the Ritva, that's true even according to Tesis. But according to Tesis, even though the miutchim amalase doesn't apply to the whole best in Isavieta, but the Biru of Rav does apply. Even vis-a-vis the Dayan who has his own job. Mashein came according to the Ritva. So, if it is, so not only that Miutchim and the Lesser doesn't apply, but even the Biru of Rav doesn't apply. Vis-a-vis the Dayan who has his own judgment. Mashein came, even though it was the Mani Dechot, but the Mani Dechot of Best Nisa Vehetea negates the Biru of Eli Dayan Machine Reyes. And that's exactly the reason why the Ramban says that if Bez Nagodu passed a certain Alochel Lechumre and a certain Talmud Choche, so he has a contrary view, so he's not allowed to act Likure in accordance with his view, but he's not allowed if Bez Nagodu passed Likure. And he has a view of the Chumre, is not allowed to act in accordance with the view of Bez Nagodu either, until he meets with Bez Nagodu. Why? Because the only basis for the Dayan to act out his own view of the Chumre is the Aloha, the Biru of the Dayan Mashim Reyes. If the judgment of the Dayan is contrary to the Psak of Bez Nagodu, so that negates the Biru of the Dayan Mashim Reyes. But the Psak of Bez Nagodu is not in the valley of vis-a-vis the Dayan, who has his own view, until it was the Mani Dechot. So, Mimele, vis-a-vis not Bez Nagodu. So, even though there is a Rav Chachomim, and even though it was the Mani Dechot, so Mimele, if there is no Biru, Neged Da'as HaDayan, but the Biru of the Aloche of Eil Dayan, Mashiach Yivrei, the judgment of the Dayan is not in the valley either. So, Mimele, the Rav Bez, the Mani Dechot in Isa Vehetea negates the Biru, according to the Ritva. So the Rav Bez in Isa Vehetea, the Mani Dechot negates the Biru of Eil Dayan Mashiach Reis. If it negates the Biru of Eil Dayan Mashiach Reis, so there is no Biru. But at the same time, the Das Rav Bez in Isa Vehetea is not in the barrier negate the Das of the Dayan, who has his own judgment. So Mimele, so there is no Biru, the Dayan, the Zikne Bishamai had no Biru vis-a-vis themselves. So Mimele, they had to act Lechumre in accordance with their own view, but they were not allowed to act Likur in accordance with their own view. Why not? Because there is no Biru of any Dayan with Mashiach in place. That's the shite of the Ritva. Alright. Now, Rabbi Yeshua Yehi, the Omari Mashvichim Bibasim, Vintein Alteisim, ביטים ומייש תדו יקיים לו כי באסקו דרדלזר אלא אמרים לו בכל דוח ובשמותו בין הלוח הכנסה וכי באסקו דבסילו יקיים לו דהלוח הכנסה How is it that we don't pass like the Baskel of Rebleser but we do pass like the Baskel of Bisila Monefshech, now the second motion the Gemara says that the Machweik is between Rabbi Yechim and the Shvokish is in Nacha Baskel so the one who says that Loyos of Bishamet in Ibrahim because of the Basko. So the Basko was Machia. And the one in Rabbi Yechim says also Loyos. Even Lacha Basko because he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that he Mashgichim in Basko. Now the question is, Rabbi Yeshua said, he Mashgichim in Basko vis-a-vis the Basko that came out and declared and confirmed our Loch of the Blesa. But over there we don't pass like the Blesa. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So obviously we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua that he Mashgichim in Basko. That we passed that Mashgichim in Basko, and that's the reason why we passed like this well. Because the Basko confirmed the Aloha like this well. So over there we should pass like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Yeshua. V'yesh leima mishmi Basko v'Rabbi Lezer l'yotzer l'itveidi. Sh'omam l'shamayim yechichu, kidom ha'os. So he says, the Tein Lachanami, that we passed like Rabbi Yeshua. We pass like this here. So that means that we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. of the Mashiach in the Paschal. We're fasting at Mashiach in the Paschal. Now, if Mashiach in the Paschal, so why don't we fast like Rebbe? Because the Paschal only came out Mishim Chiddush or Rebbe. So the Paschal wasn't really Machia Dalo, but just Mishim Chiddush or Rebbe. Iname, by he Paschal, Jehoiso, Kinezet Rabbi, and the Rabbonon, have a hook. Divada in a loche di Paschal. Avo, ki Paschal di Bisilel, Kaimelo, Mishim de have a Bisilel hube. Elo, di Bishamai, Merde de Tvei. Bishamai, Merde de Tvei. So what's the chat in this section? This is, the second version of the Tensus is that Paschal is effective. Paschal is effective. But Paschal is only effective when the Paschal does not conflict with any Dine Atir. But if the Paschal conflicts with one of the Dine Atir, then we don't rely on Paschal. So, Mimele, in the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer, in the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, so then Rabbi Lezer was chilek on the Rabbi. So there is a loche of Achir Rabbi Mahatis. There is a loche of Achir Rabbi Mahatis. Now, if there is a loche of Achir Rabbi Mahatis, so Mimele, when the Paschal said a loche to Rabbi Lezer, so the Paschal was contrary to the Deen. Since, according to the Deen, there is a cloud of Achir Rabbi Mahatis, and the Rabbi by Tanrach Noye said that it's Tomi Natoi. So Mimele, the Paschal said Aloche to Rabbi Lezer, that it's Toya. So it was contrary to the Aloche, contrary to the Nator. So a Paschal cannot be Machia in a way that is contrary to the Nator. Masheinke, in the Machlech between Bishama and Bisilel, over there too. So on the contrary. So in the Machlech between Bishama and Bisilel, so on the contrary, Bisilel was the wrong. Bishama was wrong, but the only thing is, so why do we have to resolve the Paschal? Because Bishama is merely the trade. Now, so in other words, according to the second Lashon, Din of Achir Rabbi Mahatis doesn't apply to a case where the miut is mocha. It doesn't apply. But as we said last time, that doesn't mean that where the miut is mechadet the trade, so then the miut that is mocha is machia of the din. The rov that is less chari. No, but where the rov is less chari, the miut is more chari, so then it's shavu b'shavu. Then it is considered shavu b'shavu. So in other words, so there is no achori. So then when the Paschal said that aloche is like Israel, so the Paschal didn't declare any aloche that is contrary to the Minator. Because there is no achori. There is a suffix. And then there is a suffix, so the Paschal was mevara the suffix. So there was nothing in the Paschal that was in conflict with any one of the Din Ator. So in other words, so it's a raya from the stasis too, that the pshat, that to those who say, the mandoma who says, that the aloha of Achir Rabbi Mahatis doesn't apply to a case of mechadet etvei, so it doesn't mean that the mechadet etvei, the miut, is machriya k'neged arov. Because if tasis shita had been, that according to the mandoma, that mechadet etvei, there is no Achir Rabbi Mahatis, so the mechadet etvei, the miut, mechadet etvei, is machriya k'neged arov. So then the Paschal in connection with Bisilel was also counter to the Nator. Because without the Paschal, what would be the Nator? The Das Miut that is Chavit Tvei is the Machia. And here the Paschal said, no, we should Paschal like Bisilel. So it's counter to the Nator. So in the Mele, we shouldn't rely on the Paschal. So we see from this thesis, the thesis also agrees with the Pshat that we said in Rabbi Goyen. In other words, that by Mechadet Tvei, so then, Shalom B'Shalom. So Mimele, when the Paschal, so without the Paschal, so then there was no Achoy of the Din. But so the Paschal was Machia the Din. But the Achoy by the Paschal was not contrary to any one of the Dinato. This is what he said. Avo ki Paschal b'Sil Kaimelon, mishim da hawe b'Sil Rube, el b'Sham a Merle the Tvei, b'im Tema, b'Dil Morav Yeshua Name, daf ki Hosom Koma, b'im Ashtichim ki B'Rashim, Avo b'Al Meloi, Avo b'Al Meloi, יש להם מדיוק התרבי שהוא היליש ויום הלוי בשמיים שמע מנו ובכל דוח תאיש להם די משליח. So in other words, even though in the specific situation of the מחלקת between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, so then everybody agrees that they משליחים מפסקו. So why does the Gemara mention there is a מחלקת between Rabbi Yeshua and the other Tanoim as well a משליחים מפסקו, a משליחים מפסקו? In that But be sure, in that specific situation, said the Mashkin Basco. And in that specific situation, everybody of all the Chachom agreed that the Mashkin Basco, because the Basco was counterfeited in our door. So the idea is, since Rabbi Yeshua mentioned the Losh, a Mashkich in the Basco, so when he said, Loi Bashomai, so if Rabbi Yeshua had meant a Mashkich in the Basco, because Achirabu Bahatei, so he shouldn't have said Loi Bashomai, he should have said, a Mashkich in the Basco, Shekwokosapto, Viterosho, Loi Bashomai. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Shekwokosapto, Viterosho, Achirabu Bahatei. Why did he say, Loi Bashamayni? So the fact that he mentioned Loi Bashamayni implied that he meant to declare a general principle, not only in this specific situation, but in every case, even where there is no conflict with any of the Dina Torah. So it's Loi Bashamayni. Loi Bashamayni. That was Rabbi Shua's view. But the other Chachamim did not agree with this. So that means now there is one question. We have two Mishnayos in the Gemara. So one Mishnah in the Gemara is that the one who says Osu Mishama Kidim Kalim only applies Kidim Basko. But Lacha Basko, certainly not. Now, there is another Mishnah. There's another Mishnah in the Gemara that the one who says Osu Viosu, so it applies in Lacha Basko. But the Basko said Alocha Kidim Kalim, so still Osu Mishama Kidim Kalim. Osu Mishama Kidim Kalim. Why? Because he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. So the Meir, it should follow that according to the Mandoma, according to the second wash of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel both say, Osu v'osu v'shamay ki v'vrayem, even l'acha Basko. Because as far as Rob is concerned, so Michal is the traitor, is no din v'acharam lach. As far as Basko is concerned, so Rabbi Shemayim. So why do we pass? So in other words, so then Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel should say, according to the second wash, that Aloch is not like Misiro. Everybody knows that the Shama is mocking the Silel in the Mishnah. The Shama is mocking the Silel is in the Mishnah. The Shama is mocking the Silel is in the Mishnah. It's not mashma that according to Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, so there is no hecher that Aloch is like the Silel. That's not mashma. Of course, Aloch is like the Silel. The Shama become mocking the Silel in the Mishnah. So we have to say as follows. There is a halochah of a lashifet ashegiya by mocking bread. Ashegiya by yomi mo'ei. Lashifet ashegiya by yomi mo'ei. There is days when chasmam na lochah. There is the godel shedor shubachas na amides. Kipima shenira b'neim shadim kach b'nezim. Yom ad achirem b'ez na'achir. ונראה לי תמה אחר מסתרי סי, הרי זה סי סביטון כפמה שמיר בינו, שנאמר לשיף את השמיר ביום ימואי, איך חי יבלו לחס אל החבז משבדר. איך חי יבלו לחס אל החבז משבדר. והוא מחלוקת, ביטוי רבי חני ושלוש איס עושו, לא יעשו, קינם בסקו, לחה בסקו, that is only as long as there was a rob in the news of the visit of the Chachmi Israel. So בשמה איסו, in the course of the years of the Chachmei HaMishneh, so there was still a machlokes going on between Mishamai and Bisila. So Mimele, if we say that Achirabu Bahatei doesn't apply to a case where we need to have it to say, and the Tzvi Bashamayi, so Mimele, the Aloche was not established like Bisila. Masha'im kei, b'deiris ha'achreinim, after the Chachmei HaMishneh. So, after I mean, but even during the Chachmei HaMishneh, but that is, let's say, in the Zdinish Rabin HaKodesh. Now, the Mishneh says, mentions all the Halachot like Bezila. So that means that it's undo that, let's say, the Zdinish Rabin HaKodesh, he was raising the Mishneh. So, the Zdinish Rabin HaKodesh, the same question arose, and they were, and discussed again. And then, Bezdinish Rabin HaKodesh in the later verse. So, all the Chachomim decided, like Bisila. So mainly it wasn't a question of Miut Neged Rov. So then, and Imuchol HaShem V'Tashayir Bayom Imoheim. So mainly then, and Bayom Imoheim, the last Besdin of the Chazal. So they all decided in accordance with the view of Bisila. So mainly, since they decided in the view in accordance with Bisila, So we have to apply the aloha el hashit hashini by yom way, and then it wasn't a machlekes between Bisham Bisilel. There was a machlekes between Bisham Bisilel and the previous bed, while the machlekes was going down. But in the later Bezdin, in the Bezdin of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, so then it was decided completely like Bisilel, and they decided that Bisham had Moki Bisilel in Mishne. So Bezdin of Rabbeinu HaKodesh decided that Bisham had Moki Bisilel in Mishne, except in a few cases. So the Mishnah Nedius points out where the Bezdin of Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Machriyak, like Bisilel, the Mishnah Nedius. So that means that the later Bezdin, consider the same machlekes again, and they all decided like Bisilel, and the Bishamai be mocking Bisilel in the Mishneh. So Memele, it's not shayach to say that also Bishamai could have reigned, because that was only shayach as long as there was no achrayah by all the Chachmim Yisrael. But then, in the Bezdinish Rabbeinu HaKodesh, the Mishneh Nedius point out, so there was achrayah by all the Chachmim Yisrael like Bisilel. So we have to apply the aloche of Rashi Nashiyah by Yom Vahim, and in that minyan, there was no machleket between Bisham and Bisham. Alright. Ki Amrino is going to do, to gain, okay, next week. Ki Amrino is going to do, to gain shtei patitin in Birachas. Vim teima. Masire it's been gile, in Birachas, and Yekeno in Birachas, in Yudalet, for it's been kvorim, or in Magdino, in Yemakris. In Yemakris. So, in other words, so teaches in the Kashe, assume that they are kvar when they read the gile on the Monday and the Thursday, so they read it in Ayores, not in the Kvar. That's how things are seen in the fashion. So the question is, according to Abai, that in the same city, even state of Edim, halol meirin kizim b'shama, valor meirin kizim b'sila. So it involves a miser, or leisasa agudes agudes. So how were the Pnei Akvar allowed to read the Megillah in Ayoritz? It's in the same city. So the Pnei Ayoritz themselves read it on the 14th, and they read it on the 11th, on the Monday. So, that's the cast. The Himer Rav Rav Nechaim Kenen, in the Pnei or Yokir in the Iron. So Rav Nechaim Kenen says that the Pnei Akvar, read the Megillah in the Kfar itself, not in Ayoritz. Kini Mucha v'Yerushalmi, they have a Shkribot Edim in the Beis Ayoritz. So it's not Koshe Yidme, call it Abayi. V'chai Gavne, v'shai Yerushalmi, give it Afru Abayi. You hold the corner in the Maknise. So many of the Shemim, Achilik HaRabin HaKanke. And the Raya that they mention is because the fact that it's called the Maknise. So why is it called the Maknise? Because the Bnei Akfar, so who lived in the villages, and there they didn't have a minyan, but on Monday and on Thursday they went to the city in order to hear Chesedo, in order to hear Chesedo. So the Meile, so that means that it's called the Makrise. So why is it called the Makrise? Because they were Nichnas in the Ayores. So it is, Jesus says, that's no right. So they call the Makrise not because they were Nichnas in the Ayores, but in their own kvar they were Nichnas. Lifishibiro moyu misatsvi, lobi with his akneses, vishemi vechamishi lichesatet. Lichesatet. So that means that the Pnei Akvar were not makpit to daven on the other days of the week in the Beis Akneses. But on Monday and Thursday they were makpit. So from this, because if there is no special chiv to come to shul on Monday and Thursday over and above any other day of the week, so why should it be called? Why should Monday and Thursday be called Yerak Nisse? Why? Because on Monday and Thursday, they were Nichnas Mishakles. But that means on Tuesday and Wednesday, they were not Nichnas Mishakles. So that means from this basis, you can infer that there is a Chiyuv. Reb Chaim was a very big Machmir in Kriyas HaTorah. He was not such a Machmir in Kriyas HaTorah. But in Kriyas HaTorah, he was a very big Machmir. I mean, Mamesh Ad Misiras Nefesh. When he had to go, let's say, from Brisk to Warsaw in those days by train, it took him a whole day, and if the train left, let's say, 5 o'clock in the morning, before he could hear Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, so he stopped in Shedlitz, that was a certain town, near Warsaw, and then he waited overnight, or many hours, I mean, if not overnight, many hours for the next train, in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, he's so zoya that even when it is important for him, you know, to make a trip. Why? Because in Kresato is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon Yot. That depends whether the chiyuv of hearing what say Kresato on Monday and Thursday is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon Yochi, or is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon the Tzibur. So if it's a chiyuv that is incumbent upon Yochi, so maybe I'm a chuyev to go to shul and hear Kresato. But if the chiyuv is a chiyuv, if it's a mitzvah on the Tzibur, now why is he having in Jews? So in a certain place, the Mahamad Echot, so I'm a chuyev that Kresato. But if somebody, if you don't have a million Jews in mind, there is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv to hear Kresator. So on that point, there is a machoy of Hashem. It's not our year. But I just want to point out that from this basis, it's mashma, it's not ayakur, that there is a chiyuv, that Kresator is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon Yochi, not upon the Tzibur. Because if it is incumbent upon Yochi, so then we can understand. Then we can understand as to why. It is called the Yom HaKnisse. It's called Yom HaKnisse because on Monday and Thursday, every Ben HaKva was Nichnas HaMitakel. But how about Tuesday and Wednesday? Not. Why? Because there is no chiyuv to Dav B'Tzibur. If somebody can with ease Dav B'Tzibur, and he doesn't Dav B'Tzibur, he Dav B'Tzibur, so he's a Shochra. But let's say if there is... if it's not easy for him to down the Tzibur, so there is no chiyuv to down the Tzibur. Mashiach King Chesator, according to some Rishenim, not all Rishenim, according to some Rishenim, there is a chiyuv upon Yochi to Yechesator. So that's why it was called, the Hoti Korah, the Yimak Tise, the Vishadiyuva Moya Misas, the Mobile Misa Knesset, Vishenim Vachamish, Yemich Chesator. Vichay Miret, the Oma Birushalm, the Benir and Meitzi Ben Krach, the Benir and Meitzi Ben, so the Bach collects it, the Benir and Meitzi Ben Kvah, the whole Shein Yehuya Bidobo, and Meitzi Achirin in the Chvosot, the Chidush of the Akvori, who you king, Likreis, Vada Yoyer Kirlir, Vada Yoyer Kirlir. So in other words, so according to Yerushalmi, according to cases of Pshat in Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi says that the Benir cannot read and deal in the name of Knisse for the Ben Kvah. So in other words, in order to be able to trace on the Gilead, the Ben Kvah had to read himself, had to read himself. So since the Ben Kvah had to do it, why should they go to the city to hear the Megillah? I mean, they couldn't avail themselves of the Kriya by a Benir anyway. So they might as well leave it in the Kvah. All right. So that is it. But now let's see. The more effort. Toshma. Bim kemi shon Rav Elazar o yoker simeitzin, lasis nachomim b'shabes, lasis barzel, lasis bar. Bim kemi shon Rav Yisrael agrili o yoichlin, tzarei b'cholom. So Gemara is the kash. Bim kei mishol Rav Lezer, bim kei mishol Rav Akiva loy. So when the Mishnah says in Shabbos that bim kei mishol Rav Lezer, the Mishnah uses the lashon bim kei mishol Rav Lezer. It emphasizes. Why does it say bim kei mishol Rav Lezer? So it emphasizes that this practice prevailed only in the city of Rav Lezer. But in other cities, let's say in the city where Rav Akiva lives, and Rav Akiva held that Machshirim Shev Shal HaSeitz Omer Rav Shabbos is not Erech Shabbos, so they want a scarcity mates in the Shabbos, last is Barza, Machshirim of Mir. So when came Shal Rav Lezer, and when came Shabbos, right? This in effect, the Mishnah implies, when it emphasizes the term, when came Shal Rav Lezer. So that means, when came Shal Rav Lezer, when came Shal Rav Kiveloi. So the Tanya, Klau Omer Rav Akiva, Kol Meloch Shev Shal HaSeitz Omer Rav Shabbos, and Erech Ezer Shabbos. So what's the kasha? So it should involve the nisel of agudas agudas. So the Gemara gives a teretz. V'hai mai diyukte, what kind of a kasha is it? Mikay mishan? So that's the teretz of the Gemara. In other words, even Abai, who says that in the same city, even by two different basins, there is a nisel of agudas agudas, so in the same city, but by two different basins in two different cities, so then there is no Yisra of Agudas. So there is no Yisra of Agudas of Agudas. So maybe there is no Kashi. Bim Kemi Shal Rav Lezer, they were allowed to do it. And it didn't involve Agudas Agudas. Because the other practice was not a Mekemi. That's the Teres of Yimor. So Yimor has the Kashi, which is Karole, my Karole. Why did the Makshin ask? I mean, didn't the Makshin know that there was no Yisra of Agudas Agudas in two separate cities? So, Saud Reiter Chamines, with more in the Teres, the Machines Yum, Mishim Chumre di Shabbos, Yimo Kimechot Dome, Komashi. So the Machin held, the Machin knew very well that there is no use of Agudas Agudas when it's done, when the different practices take place in two different cities. Menschen assume debts only in regard to all others. In regard to Shabbos, Shabbos is chomo. So then, the aloche of Agudas Agudas, this or of Agudas Agudas applies, even if the two different practices take place in two different things. So the mail and the question arose, how was the Yetziyah really allowed to pass me that we should be Michal Shabbos for the Machshirim, Shetra Tinkaber of Shabbos in his city? After all, in the city of Rabbi Akiva, they didn't do it. So then, they shouldn't have been allowed to do it, even the city of Rabbi Yetziyah will. Because, Mishum Chumra di Shabbos, so two cities are to be considered like one city. So that's the territory of the Gemara, no. The king is the king Shabbos. Now we have to understand this. I mean, what is it? I mean, what is Chumra to do with this? I mean, the only reason is why there is a distinction between two Mikemas and the same Mokem is because if we have a group of Jews made one way, and there are another group of Jews made the other way in the same city, so it's not a mistake. But if one group of Jews in one city is made one way, and another group of Jews in another city is made the other way, so it's not a mistake. So what is Chumra of Shabbos to do with that? I mean, the Chumra of Shabbos does not change the geography just because Shabbos is home. I mean, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Now let's see the next piece of the law. See, Hemshah. Toshi, the Rabbi Avuya ki yikra le'atka the Rabbi Shuel ha'leili have a mitautel shrab. So he's mitautel the mayor. The yikra le'atka the Rabbi Yechene lo have a mitautel shrab. So that's the kashe. Again, agudis, agudis. Vohon my kushye? Vohon my kushye v'amrino mikemes mikemes shane? Vohon my kushye v'amrino mikemes mikemes shane? So, anan hoche kom, kamrino. Rabba vuye. Hoche. Hiche ovid hoche. Hoche v'hiche ovid hoche hoche. So, the Gemara says the Teretz, Rabbi Avuye, ki Rabbi Yeshua don't leave his fear away. Ich in Mikla la'aska de Rabbi Yechanel, wa avi mital teo mishim kveile de Rabbi Yechanel. Wo yike shame? Di meidu me shame. So what was the Gemara's kashe? The Gemara's kashe is, Rabbi Avuye, Rabbi Avuye, so it's ikla la'aska de Rabbi Yechanel, so it's ikla la'aska de Rabbi Yechanel, wa mital teo shame. Ich in ikla la'aska de Rabbi Yechanel, wa mital teo shame. So behind my kushe, So what kind of the kashi is that it became is became shame? So the Gemara said the kashi was two became is became shame. But the kashi was the Babu himself. So they have it off. So the Karatins, the Babu, the Rabbi Shimon, 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 the Rabbi Shimon. So that is the territory of the Gemara. And what did the Makshim think? I mean, the Makshim didn't know that. So the Makshim assumed that it's not Mishim Kvede de Rabbi. Because if the Makshim also had realized that Rabbi Avuye ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Sviras de Rabbi, so, but in the Mokim of Rabbi Yechanel, so because of the covenant of Rabbi Yechanel and Mitalter, so the Makshim wouldn't have asked. So apparently, the Makshim assumed that it wasn't as the Tarets at all. Now, what did the Makshim assume? So, obviously, the Makshim assumed that it's not that Rabbi Avuye himself didn't have his own fault. He didn't have his own judgment. But Rabbi Avuye knew that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Mukse is Oser or Mukse is Natos. And he also knew that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Levi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon and Levi passed like Rabbi Shimon that Mukse is Muter, and Rabbi Yehuda passed like Rabbi Yehuda that Mukse is Oser. And Rabbi Avuye himself was like a third party, like a Jew who asked the Shabbat. That's what the machlokes said. He didn't have his own judgment. So in other words, so that means, two, the Makshin knew that Mekemes became Shabbos. This Makshin knew that even by Shabbos we apply the concept of Mekemes became Shabbos. Then the Makshin knew. This Makshin knew. The first Makshin thought that by Shabbos, so even two separate Mekemes have to be considered like one Mekemes. But this Makshin knew that even by Shabbos, two separate Mekemes are two separate Mekemes. But still he asked the Kashe from Rabbi Avuye, because the Makshin assumed that the reason is why Rabbi Avuye in the Mokim, in the city of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was not mitalter. And the city of Rabbi Yechanel, the city of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was mitalter. And the city of Rabbi Yechanel wasn't mitalter, not because he himself had his own judgment, like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, but in the city of Rabbi Yechanel, and machmaskovet to Rabbi Yechanel, he didn't want to act contrary to the psak of Rabbi Yechanel. But the Makshe assumed that Rabbi Avuye did not have his own judgment. He only knew that there is a machlokes. should not even Rabbi Yechanan as to whether the halacha is like Rav Shimon or the halacha is like Rav Yudis. So when he lived in the city of Rabbi Shimon Levi, he has the shalom of Rabbi Shimon Levi. And they acted accordingly. What the only reason is why two separate beginnings. So he lived in Kempatsky, one lived in Kempatsky one way, and the other lived in Kempatsky the other way, because the Shealim are different groups of Jews. So maybe it's not Melzik in the Shealim. But he is the same Sheol as the Shaila in Ibezdi, in this city, and he also he travels around, and he has the Shaila in Ibezdi, in another city, so then the Yisrael of Arisas Agudes does apply. So that was the Kasha of the Gemara. Rabavuye, Hanan Hoche Kamunon, Rabavuye Yichel Ovid Hoche Hoche, Yichel Ovid Hoche Hoche. It should involve the Yisrael of Agudes Agudes. So the Gemara is the Teres, it's not that Rabavuye didn't have his own judgment. And he asked the Bezdin of Rabbi Shurba Levi and Rabbi Shurba Levi city, and he asked the Bezdin of Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan city. So then it would have involved a Nisar of Rabbi Tagulet, because it's the same Sheali. It's the same Sheali. But Rabbi Avuye didn't ask any Shailes, Rabbi Avuye. And he himself had his own achor, his own judgment. He passed it like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shurba Levi, that Aloch is like Rabbi Shimon, that moved things more to Bitilko. So Mimelei, in his own mocking, he acted accordingly, according to his own view. But then, in the mocking of Rabbi Yechanan, he refrained from tilting on Machmas Kovet and Rabbi Yechanan. That's all. All right. Now, in regard to the question, what is the Svore, the Havamim, I mean, that Chumra de Shabbos, so it should have a deal, it should have a deal of one mocking. Now, I mean, it's a chiddush, but from the Yireim, it's my, now we have this more. We have it more here. Mashmire, nemro shmira b'shabes, nemro mira b'mizosh, mashmire amura b'shabes, lo b'shabes atem misyore, el mi sheizer la shabes. אַפ מייער אַ מור בינידוש, לוי מיטוש אַ פנסיאָר איי, ער וואָל מיט מיך שיז ער אַ מיט. זוי צמאַשמע פון דאס גמור, גמור שאַ מור, לוי מיט שאַבס אַ פנסיאָר איי, ער וואָל מיט מיך שיז ער אַ שאַבס. נאָ דאָ קוואַש ני, מיך שיז ער אַ שאַבס, אַ שאַבס, שאַבס די ווען אַ מיט, אין די נאַט אַ מיט. So what is it? So why? So when the Torah says the Shabbos is a Shmir, Shabbos is a Shmir, it implies a Nier of Meir. We should, the meaning of Meir, but the Meir is not Meir from the Shabbos. It's the meaning of Israel Shabbos. So what does it mean of Israel Shabbos? So Israel Shabbos is not going to be broken. So why does the Torah say, Shazir et Ishmeru? So it's something else. Shazir et Ishmeru means you shouldn't be the Chal Shabbos. So how can we learn out? So, look, Nemro Meiro, Meiro, Nemro Shmiro B'Shabbos, Nemro Meiro B'Mikdosh, Shmiro B'Shabbos. Is something else entirely. I mean, it means you shouldn't be the Chal Shabbos. That's all. So the Yireim mentions the Mira Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't mention it in the Mira Mitzvah. But the Yireim mentions a special Mitzvah of Shabbos HaTishmeir to guard the Shabbos. Not just that you're not allowed to be the Chal Shabbos. That's the law of Rishat HaKon Halacha. We don't have to resort to a special Mitzvah of Shabbos HaTishmeir. Mikdosh HaGiro, a special Mitzvah. So the Yireim says that there is a special Mitzvah of guarding the Shabbos. In other words, that mitzvah, what is mechuyev, not only on Shabbos. Meisachiltu, he has to keep the Shabbos, the kushas of Shabbos, in his mind all the time. Like Meire, what is Meire? What does Meire HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? That he has to entertain the reverence, the awe, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his mind all the time. All the time. So here, the Yireim says that there is a special mitzvah of remembering, I mean not just Zocher, I mean Zocher, your Shabbos means you have to say recite the Kiddush, but in other words, of always remembering the Shabbos in the Meisachim. In other words, if a person, let's say, will start traveling, close the Shabbos Friday afternoon, and he has a big trip to make, Well, Bacher is Bochum. He is mined all the time. All the time. So here, the Yerim says that the special ritual of remembering, I mean, not just Zocher, I mean, Zocher, the Shabbos means, you have to say, recite the Kiddush. But in other words, of always remembering the Shabbos, even the Meisachim. In other words, if a person, let's say, if a person, let's say, will start traveling, close the Shabbos Friday afternoon, and he has a big trip to make. And he'll figure out that he'll arrive in St. Louis, let's say, half an hour before school. He made such a chesed. And then, but there was heavy traffic, and he remained stuck on the road when the sun set. So he was there. The essay of Shachita and Shmehu when he undertook such a trip. Because that means he didn't guard the Shabbos. There was, he didn't tremble. Maybe he'll be faced with a certain problem in connection with Chil Shabbos. So in other words, so the Yerim says, so it's a mitzvah deraita. Now, according to the Yerim Shabbos, we can understand the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Ma meiro amura b'Shabbos. Ma meiro b'Yerim Shabbos at the Mishyore, which means about Shabbos. Apparently he has to tremble. Where is it mentioned in Shachir and Shmehu that he has to tremble? That the Gemara has to tell us. The Gemara tells us. I mean, he doesn't have to tell us in the next of Shabbos. The Gemara tells us. The Gemara learns out. Atmeva, Amur, the Midrash. It doesn't mean you have to tremble of the Shabbos per se, of the Midrash per se. But Mishihid, there are Midrash. And by Shabbos, when you have to tremble, of course you have to tremble not because of the day per se, but because of the Kodesh Bol. But you have to tremble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be in a state of trepidation before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in connection with Shabbos. What is that going to be in trepidation in connection with Shabbos? It's a very simple thing, Shabbos is Shabbos. Not allowed to the Melochet. No. So there is a different saying of Shabbos. Say Sanki Shmeo. One has to guard the Shabbos. And as a matter of fact, this mitzvah of Shabbos Sanki Shmeo doesn't only imply that the person has to guard his own Shabbos. He has to guard the Shabbos of other Jews. He has to guard the Shabbos of other Jews. I was one time, I stayed in a certain hotel in the Catskill for a few weeks. And then it was a very orthodox hotel. But all kinds of people sometimes come in. So and that man, the owner of that hotel, so it didn't seem that it was necessary for him to block the entrance on the grounds of that hotel, because it was not the kind of hotel like Rossinger, I mean, well, the house Shabbos are accustomed to come. So he thought no one will come in. But it happened one Shabbos, and just a few people just drove in there, I mean, with the cars, I mean, it was a disgraceful apparition, I mean, that with so many happened to drive in on the grounds of that hotel. So I told the owner of that hotel that from now on he should block, so no one should come in. So there was another rope, and he says, he doesn't see any purpose in it. So what? I mean, that man, if he's not allowed to drive in here, so he's driving somewhere else, we will not be mafkishim isure. And he said, on the contrary, he said, hey, let's say, if we don't block the way, so then he won't drive any further. So we'll reduce his chil shabbos. But if it's blocked, we don't let him to drive in on these rounds, he'll go further up to, I don't know, to liberty, and he'll drive for another hour. So it's a mitzvah not to block. I mean, that's a rov lamdan, but you know, the business has been a system. So anyway, so I told him, it's not because of Lafushen Yisure. So, I mean, of course, it doesn't make sense, I mean, to block the entrance into the ground of a certain hotel. He's not Mafkishin Yisure. I mean, so he doesn't do anything, but there is a mitzvah of a Shabbos Yisrael. So in other words, so not only one is mechuyev to guard his own Shabbos, he's mechuyev to guard the Shabbos of other Jews, but I'm not mechuyev to go out in the street and scream at people. I kept accompanying. So I'm not guarding it in any way. So I'm just making myself into a fool, I mean. But if I can prevail upon somebody that he should not be Michal Shabbos, and I don't, that means that I don't guard the Shabbos. I have to guard the Shabbos, not only my own Shabbos. the Shabbos of other Jews do. That, as a matter of fact, the Ben Ezra says. The Ben Ezra says, as Shabbos of Ishmeru, so the reason is why it's mentioned in Moshe Rabbi, as Shabbos of Ishmeru, that he, even if you see a copy, that's a chidesh, I mean, there is a line from the Gemara to the contrary. But the Ben Ezra says, that if you see a copy, that is Mechal Shabbos, not your child. If it's your child, so then you are even allowed of Misafik Omlocho, Bimcho, if it's Yisal Dasov. But even if it's not your child, it's somebody else's child, you are not allowed to let him be Mechal Shabbos. That's why it says, a Shachsis and Tishmeiro B'Losh HaRabim. So the Venezra says, the Venezra goes even further. I mean, this is because, and there is a Kasha against that, because against the Venezra, because the Gemara says, the Kotni Shebo, real base, so in this Mitzvah of Chris, in the Gavishah. So too, but one thing we do see from the Venezra, that Shachsis and Tishmeiro implies not only a chiyuv of guarding my own shvat, but guarding the Shabbos of other Jews too. So in other words, so on my own grounds. So if I let another Jew be Michal Shabbos on my own grounds, when I am in a position not to let him Michal Shabbos, I may wear the mitzvah of a Shabbos of Ishmael. And it doesn't make any difference whether he'll be Michal Shabbos anyway. Let him be Michal Shabbos more, it's not my achayet. So if he'll drive, if I don't let him in, so he'll drive to Liberty, let him drive to California, that will not be my achayet. So, so I'm not allowed, whatever is within my power to prevent, I'm the chuyah to do. And if I don't do it, if I allow to shut it by Israel on my own premises, when I'm in a position to stop it, if I'm not in a position to stop it, so there is no chiyah. But if I have the authority, to stop it, I am there on the Shachsis of Ishmael. And we see from the Ben Ezra that not only does it imply a chiyuv of guarding my own Shabbos, but of guarding the Shabbos of other Jews too. So in Meile, the reason as to why Bishnei became is there is no Israel of Anisasa Akudas Akudas, not because of the geography, not the geography, but because if it's Bishnei became is, so that the two psokim apply to different groups of Jews. So in other words, when it says in this city, paskens, let's say that something is osir, so it paskens to this group of Jews. When the best in another city paskens that something is osir to another group of Jews. You see, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. How about two business in the same city? Why is there a machlekes? Because the Yisrael of Misasa Agudes Agudes is only Shayach if it applies to the same people. But if it applies to different practices, the different psukim, apply to different groups of Jews, so then it's not Melvik Ishmei Teirei. So the question is, suppose that two Patidim in the same city, so Mimele, so whether the Yisrael of Agudes Agudes applies, or it doesn't apply. But in a case where the same person would pass in two different cities to the same group of Jews, so then of course it would involve the Nisar of Agudas Agudas. So Mimele, the Kasher of Gemore, in the Havamin assumes that because of Chumra Nisham, because of Shabbos, there is a Halacha of Shabbos and Ishmael, that one is Mechuyev to guard the Shabbos, not only his own Shabbos, but he's Mechuyev to guard the Shabbos of the other Jews too. So Mimele, now there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yisiyah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether Machshirim Sheshwasis and Erev Shabbos is Yich Shabbos or not. Whether one is allowed, let's say, to carry an Izemel Shal Milan Shabbos. Whether one is allowed. So according to Rabbi Yisiyah, really, a male is allowed to carry in the Vishas Arabim the Izemel Shal Milan, whatever he needs for the Milan. And he's allowed to do anything, any Machshir. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Melech Shabbos, it's a Nisa Meloch. Now, so too, Bim came Ishal Rav Lezer, so Rav Lezer passed the Bistin Ishal Rav Lezer, passed in the city of Rav Lezer, that you can be Michal Shabbos for the Machshirim of Lezer. And the best of Rav Akiva, in his city, in Rav Akiva's city, passed that you cannot. Now, so the Gemores, even though it was in two different cities, but in the Gemara, the Mahalamin of the Gemara assumed that the Chumra de Shabbos is Kimoke Mechodame. Why? Because let's say someone who lives in the city of Rabbi Lezer, he has son who lived in the city of Rabaki. Rabaki. And that son had a son. And he had a son. And the prince was unsharp. Now the question arose, can he carry the Zemel, the son of the man who lives in the city of Rabaki? And he lived in the city of Rabaki. Can the son of the grandfather of the Rachamim? So can he carry? He wants to be mother child, and he has to carry the Shetarabi. Can he carry the Zemel of the Shetarabi? Now, so whom will he ask? Whom will the son of the grandfather ask? You'll ask the Shaila of Rabakive. He will not ask the Shaila of Rabakive there. He lives in the city of Rabakive. So his best is the best of Rabakive, not the best of Rabakive. But the father is in a position. Now, what would he, if the grandfather would ask Rabbi, the Rabakive? Would ask Rabakive, can my son carry me them to be Mal, his child? What will Rabakive tell him? No, he cannot. So Mimele, that means, and since there is a chiyuv of a tzitzit at Ishmeru, so I am mechuyev to guard not only the Shabbos, my own Shabbos, but the Shabbos of any other Jew who lives in the city of Rabbi Akiva too, that he shouldn't be mechal Shabbos, if he's in a position to do it. If he's in a position to do it. So Mimele, that means, and if he, so now he wants to know whether he should allow, his son, the grandfather, wants to know whether he should allow the son let's say the other way around. The grandfather happens to live in the city of Rabakiv. And then he has a son who lives in the city of Rablaza. And he has a son. And he's going to be Maul the child. And to carry the Zemel on Shabbos in accordance with the Pesach of Rablaza. So, let's say, and if he will ask the Shaila, so according to the Pesach of Rabakiv, it will be, he's not allowed. And Rablezer will be mattering. So the question is, so it affects the same person to whom he passed the child. So there is a certain problem that affects in another city. Because he is achroi for the Chil Shabbos that will be done by his son if he will carry the Zemel. So that means, and if he could stop it, and if he didn't, so the grandfather will be mivatei the mitzvah of Shabbos at Ishmeru. So Mimele, because of the mitzvah of Shabbos at Ishmeru, so it affects the same group of Jews. It might affect the same group of Jews because of Shabbos at Ishmeru. So Mimele, it should involve the mitzvah of Agudat Agudat. So the Gemara says no, because true there is a minyan of Shabbos at Ishmeru, but the halacha is now there is a Jewish Rashba. So the Jewish Rashba, the Rashba explains. Now the Kemish of Rablezer or the Kiyos in Eisim was from the Shabbos. So it's Mashma, the Kemish of Rablezer, and even Kemish of Rabakiveloi. So it doesn't mean all the Kemish of Rabakiveloi. Because all the other Chachomim were Chilka Rablezer. Rablezer was a Yochi. So that means that Rablezer was the only one who was Mati or Machshim and Cheshu Atik Zemer of Shabbos, that it should be done by Shabbos. Now, but the Kemish of Rablezer, so every inhabitant in the city of Rablezer, and in the Talmud, the Chachomim, who knew that the Chachomim were Chilka Rablezer, They are all kichet nachon. So the question is, how did they rely on the psak of Rablezer when they knew that the Chachomim achrei ka Rablezer? So the Rashba says, because in his own city, Rablezer had a din of the Rebbe for all the Jews who lived in the city. And he was Mored Asre. So Mored Asre has a din of the Rebbe. So just as Rablezer himself was allowed to act out his view, so the Talmidim of Rablezer were also allowed to act out his view, even though they knew that all the Chachmi Yisrael were Chilkani, and that the Chachomi held that Machshirim Shechol Atik Zomer of Shabbos is Ideichet HaShabbos. So Mimele, that means that true, that this is true, that one who lived in the city of Rabbi Akiva, so he was Achoi for the Chil Shabbos of his son, because he could stop it, because of the mitzvah of Shabbos and Ishmeru, but insofar, but in relation to, so even the one who lived in the city of Rabbi Akiva, so if he wanted to know whether he should tell his son to have the to carry counting Zemel and Shabbos for the Miller of Esau in the city of Ebenezer. So then he couldn't Eskishaila. He couldn't Eskishaila from Akiva, because since he lived in the city of Ebenezer, he was the Talmud of Ebenezer, not the Talmud of Akiva. So he was Mechuyev to Eskishaila only of Ebenezer, not of Akiva. He would be able on the mitzvah of Esan Shem Rochachotim or the Rabbi Salman Chachonim if the Jew who lived in the city of the Rebbeleza would ask Yishayim and Rabbi Akiva. This is what follows from the Jewish Arashbor. So Mimele, he didn't involve the same group of Jews. So that means he's in relation to his own child. So from whom did he have to inquire? To the grandfather himself. Had to inquire about the Mila that had to take place in the city of Ebenezer. So he wasn't supposed to ask the Shaila from Rav Akiva, but he had to ask the Shaila from Ebenezer. So the Mila, that means that the president of Ebenezer was only involved with his Jews in the Shaila in Pesachim. He was not involved in the Pesachim of the Jews of another city. So the Mila just became it. But if the halacha had been that he has to ask Yishayle of Rav Akiva, not of Rav Lezer, then Mishum Chumra the Shabbos, he would be considered Shimon Pimech. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara had a Havan in there, that Mishum Chumra the Shabbos, so even Shnei came in, should be considered like Mok Mechot because of the Mishum of Shabbos and Yishmeiro. So Mimele, that means the one who lived in the city of Rav Lezer many times had to ask Yishayle in connection with something that will take place in the city of Rav Akiva. And the Havamin of Gemara assumed that he would have to ask from Rav Lezer, and then Rav Lezer would pass him in accordance with his view. So Gemara says no, because any Yishayle in connection with something that has to take place in the city of Rav Lezer should not be asked by from Rav Lezer, but should be asked from Rav Akiva. We said that according to Tesis, now according to Tesis and the Ritva, they both agree that by Isa Veheter, even if it's Maya Vechot, so the aloha of Yinkim and the Lesser doesn't apply. That's true even according to Tesis. The Dalok of Mitzim and the Lesser doesn't apply. But according to Tesis, so by Isa Veheter, if it's Maya Vechot, so Rov is in Mivare, even vis-a-vis the one who is Chelik, who has his own judge. And that's the difference between Rov, Shaloi B'mani Dechot, by Isa Veheter, and Rov B'mani Dechot, by Isa Veheter. So if it's Shaloi B'mani Dechot, then Rov is only in Mivare vis-a-vis a third party, one who doesn't have his own judgment. But one who has his own judgment, so Rov is not in Mivare. Much any case, B'mani Dechot, so Rov is in Mivare even vis-a-vis the Chochem who has his own judgment. But inasmuch as the Aloche of Mutkim and the Lesser doesn't apply, so Mimele it's not a Bil Muchlet. So we still apply the principle of Bal Nefesh Yachvel Atzmei, just as a third party in case of a Rov Shaloi B'mani Dechot. So the Shach says he can rely on it, on the Rov Poskim, but Bal Nefesh Yachvel Atzmei, because it's Bil Muchlet it is. So in the case of B'mani Dechot, so then the Rov is in Barer even vis-a-vis the one who has his own day, but in view of the fact that there is no Aloche of Yudke Mandelese and he's not Mechuyer to Mivato Yizdar, so the Mele, a Bion Mechulet it is. If he had been Mechuyer to Mivato Yizdar, then it would be a Bion Mechulet. But Bion Yudke Mandelese we don't say. So the Mele, a Bion Mechulet it isn't. If it's not a Bion Mechulet, so even though we can rely on Rav Poskim, we could it. But Bal Nefesh Yachvel Atzmei applies. That's why Tesis says that the Kodim Mandoma, that Bishamai is loyal to the Vreyen, so it's so צריך, so in such a case, בישמה איזו סוכי דבריהם מחומר. Why? Because of all nefes, יחלט. That's the shita. The ritva shita is that בייסה והתה הרים למעני לאחות. So רובי is not in vare. Vis-a-vis the one who has his own judgment. His own judgment. But what's the difference between meine Dechot, Rav Potskim Shaloi meine Dechot, and Rav Bezdin Nisa Veheter? So the difference is that if it's Rav Potskim, so then vis-a-vis the Chochem who has his own judgment to his Chilei, so we apply now a Chilei Dain L'Mashein Evrei. So relative to himself, his own judgment is a bureau. Even in face of the disagreement of Rav Potskim, Mashein came well to Rav Bezdin Nisa Veheter. So then, true that it's not any barrier as to him, but Rav Potskim is not any barrier as to him, but the an account of the Rav Bezdin, so that negates, the Rav Bezdin negates the Biru of Henry Dain L'Mashein Evrei. So the Meila has to be Machmir. This is the Ritva Shita. Now, all that, this Machlekes between Teise and the Ritva is in connection with Rish Lakish and Rav, who say that Roy also Bishama Shita Pashita. But Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel say also Bishama Shita Pashita. And most Rishani, Pashtu, like Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, that also Bishama Shita Pashita. So, but what the Yisod that is mentioned by Teitre, according to Mandoma, of Loyosu Bishamai Kidivreya, or the Nisod that is mentioned by the Ritvo, according to Mandoma, Loyosu Bishamai Kidivreya, is true even while we met Rav Yechanan and Shmuel, who say also to Osu, because here, Rav Yechanan and Shmuel are chilek and Rishlokish and Rav for a different reason, because they hold that the whole halacha of Acherabim Vahapis doesn't apply to a case where it's mechadet with a miyut is mechadet the tzei. So that way, so there is no din of rov. So it's something else, because there is no din of rov. But in a case where there is rov, and the miyut is not mechadet the tzei, so then Rav Yechanan and Shmuel would say the same thing that Rish Lakish and Rav say, I'll leave it to Bishama. So, the only machlekes is whether the halacha of Acherabim Vahapis applies to the machlekes of Bishama Yisila. But what Rish Lakish and Rav say, I'll leave it to Bishama, and they say, we also Bishama Kedivreyem, so it would be true according to Rav Yechanan and Shmuel also, in a case where there is a rov, Bez Mimanidecho, Dimitza Veheter, and where the miyut is not mochari, to the rov. Then, Rav Yechanan, then Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel would say the same thing as Rish Lakish and Rav. So in other words, so the machlekes between the Teisus and the Ritva is a machlekes that is negeil in dinik. Even though we passed, according to most Rishonim, we passed that also the also. So in that particular machlekes, in connection with the machlekes of Shaman Gifilel, so according to Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, who say also Rotu, so that means there was no deal of Rav altogether, because the Miut was Mechadet the Tvei. Because the Miut was Mechadet the Tvei. Mashei came in a case where there is a Rav Bezdin and Nisa Veheter, where the Miut is not Mocharis in the Rav, then of course the Halacha of Rav does apply. So then according to Teisres, it does apply. So Mimele, the Rav Bezdin and Nisa Veheter, Bimele Rechot, is in the barrier even vis-a-vis the Chochem, who is chaylik, but miyutim andalese is not chaya, so mimele it's not a bi'ol muchlet, so the halacha of bal nefesh yachmel al atzme applies, that's the shite, and according to the ritvo, so where there is a rov bezdin, in isa leheter, b'mayne dechot, so then, the miyutim andalese doesn't apply. And not only this Mandalese doesn't apply, but it's not that the Rav Bezdin is not even in the barrier vis-a-vis the Chochem who is chilek and the Rav Bezdin. But since there is a rov bez mimane v'achot, so it negates the birur of ilu bayu mashin rei. Mashin rei by rov poskin. So he doesn't, so vis-a-vis the chochem is chilka the rov poskin. He doesn't even negate the birur of ilu bayu mashin rei.
How was
he coming
to
the bed? What?
What?
That's the aloha. That's the aloha.
What
do you mean?
Because
the Biru Mukhwat
more than
the Biru Broke.
Because
the Biru Mukhwat. I know. So, the Biru Mukhwat seems the Rov here, the tightness of the Liu. And they reject it. So, the Mele, it's Nivare. It's Nivare, according to Tesis, even vis-a-vis the Chochem, who is Chilik
Adem. Yeah,
yeah. All right, that's all. Even in the mute is much greater than the rock. Why? Because
because if Elisha the Heter is considered, let's say, by Chachma Yisroel, not the best Nagadu, so then there is no special aloche of Sanhedrin of this. Because Hiroi Elisha the Heter doesn't require best. Hiroi Elisha the Heter requires Hiroas Choche. So, one Chochem can pass, and two Chachomim can pass, and a hundred Chachomim, and a thousand Chachomim, Chachma Yisroel can pass. So, Memele, if the mute is good of the Chochmot and the Rob, so the Aloha of Acherabi Mahate doesn't apply. Masha'in Kei is the best Nagodo. So, there is Aloha of Yatira Kei Ruho. So, there is a special Aloha of Yiroi by best Nagodo. In Isabella, too. Not only the things that require best Nagodo, like Chokmamre or Yiradacha, and many things that require. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says require Bez Nagodu. But any Shalim is a Heter. If there is a Yeroi by Bez Nagodu, it's a special kind of Yeroi. If it is to be distinguished from Yeroi by Chachma Yisroel, not Bez Nagodu. So the Mele, just as there is a Yin of Acherabim Hateis, in any case of Bez, where there is a Locha of Bez, even if the Miut is greater than the Rom, so in any Machlekes in Bez Nagodu, even if it's a machlekes in Isa Beheter, that doesn't require Bezdin. But if the Yehoye took the machlekes to place in Bezdin Agodu, where there is a special halacha of the Yehoye in Isa Beheter or Bezdin Agodu, Alpia Tira Shiru, Chomishot Vachadu, Azei Yehidu Choyom Nusneyo, the Count of Elisa Lamoke Mahu. So in any way, there is a halacha of Rob, even if the Miut is greater than the Rob. And so when the Chinuch says, except in Sanhedrin, he means except in Sanhedrin, they all in Isabeta. But as far as Bezdin, in the Nemomenes is concerned, where Bezdin is required, so not only by Sanhedrin, so we go over Sarov, even the news is greater, but even in Bezdin Shoshay.
We can say that
Where the Torah Sabbath is Nisya Ben Zonah, so someone had the shot. Let's say, who's the Tzoras Habat? Let's say, Reuven and Osher were two brothers. And Reuven was married to Tzorah Bas Osher. And then he had another wife later. And then Reuven died. So they were both rich. So of course, Tzorah, it certainly cannot be Liyab. That goes without saying. The question is, can it be Liyab Leyeh? So according to the Seer or not? According to the Shammah, yes. And Osher inquired from Chachma Bishamai. Can I be Liyab the Tzorah of Tzorah? Of Tzorah Habat. And the Chochem of Chachma Bishamai, perhaps for this, render the Eroyeh? Yes, you can be Liyab. So you can be Liyab. Then, years later, the same person, the same thing happened to him. The same thing happened to him. Another Tzorah fell. It's another brother. So, another person. And it's Tzorah Habat. So, and the same question comes. So then, he cannot say, well, the Chochem of Chachma Bishamai passed to Osher that he can be Liyab in the Tzorah of Tzorah. Now, I have the same problem. Why shouldn't I be able to be Liyab Tzorah Tzorah? It's the same question. See, in view of the fact that the other one didn't get a Eroi in that specific Chatiche, so the Mele, he has to deport himself to Chumre, because whenever there is a Sofik Neder Aiseh, so speak the Aiseh Chumre. Now, according to Bisirel, it's a Nisa Kores, a Shesach. According to Bishamai, it's a Nisle of him. So the one to whom one of the Chachmei Bishamai passed, you can be Miyab, he's allowed to be Miyab. But the one who did not hear such a Tzak from Chachmei Bishamai, even though it's the same question, so he's not allowed. This is what he said. The same question. Another Jew was facing the same problem, but he did not ask of the Chachma Bishamai, can I be Miyab Monav? But he knows that somebody else asked for the Chachma Bishamai. And Chachma Bishamai said, you can be Miyab. So the other one to whom Chachma Bishamai said, you can be Miyab, he can be Miyab. But this one up, what kind of a thing is it? He says, because Kaimimon Bishal Teira Holachachar Machmir Bishal Sopsim Holachachar Amin. What kind of Alochi? Now, so we see from this, Rifo, that the Roye can accomplish two things. Not the Roye by today, not Shaya, but I mean, let's say the Roye by one without beginning some. So the Roye has the Chalishem Roye. Today, when it comes to Chochem, Pastas, and Shaya, it doesn't even have the Chalishem Roye. Because the Roye is only Shaya when it is rendered by some. So, the Rosh Naramba means that when one gets sick, so the Masnir tells him, Rabbi Ato, Yeshvacho, Rishus, Rehiris. So in other words, so when does it tell the Chalishem Eroye? Only when he's a Samuch. But if he's not a Samuch, he doesn't tell the Chalishem Eroye. So you ask, so how can we pass the Shaila today? The answer is, he doesn't even have the Chalishem Eroye. Today, if it's rendered by one who is not a Samuch, even if he's the God Mador, and even if he's the Pesach Halochi was rendered by the Goyal of Vilna, he doesn't make any difference, by the Rambam, by the Riz. So he does not have the Chalishem Eroye. He's only in the Mikvah. So, but, when Eroye is rendered by someone, because he comes Chochem, he knows the Deen, now if he passes that something is Buddha, so that's right, it's Buddha. But then Eroye is a Machriya in Dinei Atera. You see that the Ritva says that if one of the Chachmei Bishamai passed into a Jew, you are allowed to be Miyab in the Tzoras Habat, so that Jew, King in the Paschal, was allowed to be Miyab in the Tzoras Habat. But another Jew who was facing that problem was not allowed to be Miyab in the Tzoras Habat. Why not? Because Vikid the Reis is the Chumren, since there is a Machlikid between Bishamai and Bishilel, so Mimele, he cannot be made like Bishamai and be Miyab in the Tzoras Habat. So why is it? So we see that the Roye, besides being a Mivareya, the Roye can be a Machriya. Because as far as a pure Aloch is concerned, so there is no difference between this Chatiche and that Chatiche. Does it make a difference whether it's this Tzoras Habat or another Tzoras Habat? Or is it Tzoras Habat or Tzoras Achisisho or Tzoras Chameise? It's the same Shaila. As far as Biru is concerned, there is no difference between this specific Chatiche and that specific Chatiche. But as far as Eroye being a Machriya, so Eroye can be a Machriya only, Eroye can be a Machriya only in the Chatiche, where in respect to which the Eroye was rendered, But it cannot be machia in another chatiche. So if let's say Osher, ask of the Chachmei Bishamai, of the Chachmei Bishamai. So is he allowed to be the Yam Tzores Abbas and one of the Chachmei Bishamai said yes. So that is machia the din in respect to himself. But then another person has the same problem and the same shaila, and he didn't get it psak on his chatiche, on his inyan. So memele, there is no achoye as far as the pillow is concerned. So you cannot say just because Bishamai passed in one chatiche that way, so it's a mivare of all the chatiches, because Bishilo passed also in a similar situation the other way. So it's making the rise of the chumres. But the roye can, when it is rendered by smuchin, when it has the halishen roye, then it can be a machria, but as a machria, so it can only be a machria in the specific chatiche in respect to which the roye was rendered. Does anyone have the Gemara here? Yes, no? And the Gemara Yume, I mean. Alright, it's not so important, Gemara Yume. Here, yes, Gemara Yume. There's a Gemara in Yume that day. There's a Gemara in Yume that day. The Gemara said as follows. That day on the Dalit. Omer Rabbi Lozo, Hoichel Chilin Bizman Azeh Etzor Shiyichtes Leishir. Shemo Yovi Bez Nacher Viyavu Bishur. Shemo Yovi Bez Nacher Viyavu Bishur. Ma Yavu Bishur? Ine Ine Dine Chai Vekol Makazai Skotli. Vatani Asher Loisei Asenu Bishgogo Voshei Ma Shob Midi Osei Maybe Kol Mal Shugosei Loi Shob Midi Osei Maybe Kol Mal Shugosei. So if somebody it's chilim, I said, shady, he should lie down. Because maybe a bez nache will be mal bishur. So if you say, maybe the bez nache, the subsequent bez, will be mechaye form a kazai skotin, which now, according to the bez today, of today, so there is no chiv kol. But then according to the roye of the subsequent bez, there is a chiv kol. So that's why he has to write it down. He has to write it down. So what time you actually say, son of the Shogun Goshi, my shop in the Ossi, in the Kopmal Shugose, Lord Shop in the Ossi, in the Kopmal Shugose, Kopmal Shugose. So Eldon Haibi Kom Adi Ike Kazaisko. So the Gemara says that if, let's say, a subsequent Bez, if a subsequent Bez, so will, let's say that there is a Chiyuv Kom, even on a smaller Kazais, and the smaller kazais, so then he wouldn't be chayv kol. Why? Because there is a loch of a shok midios. There is a loch of shok midios. So then the shakisaraye, the gvur esari, and yume, he has the kashe, from the gemore in Hiryas that veiz omedal. There in Hiryas that veiz omedal, so we have the machlekes. Eiru bezden shachilev muta, v'nishchalev lechilev vishumen v'yochlei, ravo mapoter adichel umachay. Meisre, מאמורת פסי שפרט לנומר רבשים וייסי אימא משום רבשימן הרי אימא אשר יסנו בשגוג ובושה אימו ידע השוב מדיוסי ומקום מל שגוסי לא ישוב מדיוסי ומקום מל שגוסי ואימי זה הול ישוב מדיוסי הוא אומר אף פופה כוסוב הרבי יחנן קידן גכניס יבו ובדינה הדרבו והוא נע מאוד הבא שוב מדיוסי תחינם so here the kasha, so here the Gemara says Kidn dich mis jadol in dine hadre bu hu name hat er den Schof mit Jose kriene bei und so weiter die Gemorre sei hier mai jabe bischur in ilo im chai bekomm aga da is gotten wa tanya schon die Fenne bisch gogo bosch ma Schof mit Jose mit komm aus gugosei lo is Schof mit Jose mit komm aus gugosei but in the subsequent Besden will be mivaria that the loche is not like the present Besden so me mele should be come to the Schof mit Jose that's the kasha of the Gvure Sari so the Gvure Sari establishes a very important phrase he says that When a best, let's say, passes one way, mutter or osser, and then another best, so if the same best is chaser, if the same best is chaser, so then it is.